reaction to Adrian being reinstated?
I honestly, that's the first that really even heard of it. So, like I said, we're always going to support our teammates. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I have on it.
Is it a tough position to be put in, you know, for a player to, you know, to go through this and have this big distraction?
No, I don't think so. Stuff happens every week, whether it's injuries or, you know, getting dinged up, just guys getting activated, deactivated, guys coming up off the practice squad, guys getting cut. So you just, as a professional player, you just have to be able to adapt to things.
Have you had to learn to kind of keep that in mind too, you know, no matter what comes up, you know, with this team or other teams, to kind of keep that in focus?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's just, it's the best way to approach it. Just make sure that I'm doing my job and taking care of what I can take care of, basically.
Are you glad he was reinstated? Is this the right decision?
I mean, I honestly don't know much about it. I know that I'm always going to support my teammates, stand behind them, and whatever the Wolves decide to do, whatever coach decides to do, obviously going to roll with it.
How much of the case have you read about, looked at?
I honestly haven't. I haven't read much about it. Honestly, I kind of like keeping myself away from it just so I can be honest with you guys and not get too into detail stuff that really I have no business commenting on.
But I mean, like, a lot of friends probably telling you, hey, look at this, what's going on here. I mean, how do you react to that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, nowadays most people just talk about fantasy league. but I mean, people are always going to say stuff, whether it's good things or bad things. And that's kind of... I kind of block a lot of it out.
How hard is it to be thrust into the national limelight, you know, for something non-football related?
I haven't had to deal with it personally, so I can't even speak on that.
So if you get all this media here today, on a Monday, this wouldn't be this way if it wasn't for the...
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I said, though, this isn't here for me. It's here to talk about Adrian. I'm like I said, standing behind him and focusing on the Saints this week.
So after examining yesterday's performance again today, how do you reconcile the differences in the two performances, week one and week two?
I mean, I think the number one thing is we have to create turnovers. We have to secure the ball as a team, whether it's, you know, doing something on special teams, defense, offense. There's no reason to panic. There's still a lot of good stuff on tape. Just need to get better.
Emotionally, as a team, does this draw you guys closer together, kind of like us against, you know, the rest of the world in a sense?
I honestly think that's always kind of been our mindset, because nobody's really going to give us a chance from the outside looking in to win many games this year. So that's kind of how we approached it from the start.
I feel like there's a bigger microscope on NFL players after this last week of events, and kind of the outside media keeping an eye on it?
Yeah, I would say so right now. It's the hot button. I would say that.
I mean, is there any conversations internally here of, hey guys, we need to change our ways, or there's a thing, or is it just kind of keep on going, just stay out of trouble?
I don't think, you know, change our ways. I mean, it's not like everybody's
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think, You want to be a good person. You want to do the right things in the community, and you do want to stay out of trouble because then you're doing the right things, and that's just, you know, that's some stuff we've always tried to do.